Here's a story about alcohol, Hollywood, and family legacies from commentator John Green.
My parents named me after my great uncle, John Thomas Goodrich, whom I have always known as Uncle Tom. Like me, he was a Southerner who ended up living in Chicago and writing for the radio. He also wrote a novel, Cotton Cavalier, which was published in 1932 when he was 27 years old. My first novel comes out soon, and I'm 27. The author note of Tom's book lists his two passions as corn liquor and petite brunettes. I'm more of a wino, but as far as petite brunettes go, and the best among them will go pretty far. Amen. But it went sour for Tom. When he was a couple years older than I am now, he ditched Chicago for Hollywood, hoping to make a fortune writing movies. He took to drinking and ended up divorced and bankrupt. Toward the end of his life, he dried out, but he never wrote again. I wouldn't worry too much about the odd parallels between Uncle Tom and me, except for two troubling facts. Fact one, I have a deep, abiding affection for booze. Fact two, I am oddly drawn to the city of Los Angeles. Uncle Tom suffered from an invariably fatal disease that is known back home as getting above your raisin. I fear that I may have caught it too. I know, to paraphrase W.H. Auden, that writing makes nothing happen, and I know that making nothing happen doesn't tend to pay well. Still, I dream of going home every night to my Hollywood mansion and rolling around in a pile of $100 bills. This is not a fantasy commensurate with the values of my raisin. I got to thinking about L.A. in earnest a couple months ago when I got drunk at a house party and made the acquaintance of a petite brunette named Sarah. She expressed a fondness for Southern California, and I became convinced that she and I needed to get married, preferably before we sobered up. We'd move to Hollywood together. She would run an art gallery, and I would be a script doctor. We would drink after work in the moderate, responsible way couples do. And then I realized. That's how it happened. Tom took his girl to Hollywood, drank with her until she didn't want to drink anymore, and then he drank more, as we will, without her. But when he was my age, I knew, Tom could never have suspected that his best writing was behind him, that his only book would be quickly forgotten. And in that haunted moment, I thought of something my editor once told me. Everyone has a book in them, she said, but not everyone has two. A week later, I flew to New York to see my editor. She stunned me by offering to buy my as-yet-unfinished second novel. I went out that night and got fairly well trashed to celebrate. But then I did what Tom couldn't do. I sobered up, returned to Chicago, and got back to work, making nothing happen, trying to live past my name without getting above my raisin.
John Green's forthcoming novel is titled Looking for Alaska. He grew up in Alabama and now works for Booklist magazine in Chicago.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.